Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is time for us to talk sport. Marlo and Barney are in the studio and KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Ken.
I'm hoping he's on the line.
I think he was.
Try again.
There.
Ken, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Fantastic. Now, Ken, this week, these are the danger games because in the AFL, any team can beat any other team when the other team doesn't put their head into gear and doesn't work between the ears. We could lose to Carlton if we're not careful.
Well, they haven't won a game this year, and you're spot on, Barney. These are the danger games. At home, we should smash them, but the fact is, if you don't come to play, as we've seen a couple of times this year, you'll get knocked off. As so close is the AFL competition. So you're right, Barney, it is a danger weekend for both sides, but they'll get over the line.
Darcy Fogarty, the boy from Lucidale, is back in, and he'll have enough to get him over the line. Now, talking to Power, this is a sort of game against the Eagles. If they win this, it gives them the jump on the other sides in the eight. Yeah. Now, the Eagles, now we've got to take our hat off to Freo and the Eagles. That complex they've built, it's as big as the MCG, so that's really going to help them down the track when they go and get to finals on the big deck.
Well, there's no doubt about it. This will be a tough one for Port Adelaide. In fact, I moved house this week, and I was moved into the same street as Kenny Hinkley, and I spoke to him last night as he's about to go away, and he's quietly confident that the boys can get the points. But this won't be an easy one. That surprised me, the Eagles, to be quite frank.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, that's going to be a very interesting street party at Christmas time in your street.
I'm not a Port man, buddy. I'll go to the Crows party.
Now, I'll tell you what. Cricket Australia have finally done the right thing with Justin. And I tell you, I don't care whether we win or lose as long as we play the game straight. And that's it.
Well spot on, Barney. And look, he was always going to get the job. It came down to whether or not he wanted the job, the travel with the young family and so forth. He is the right man for the job. Dizzy Gillespie would have been an equal good appointment. But look, there's no doubt that Justin Langer will straighten up the attitude and the way we play off the ground and on the ground. I've got no doubt he was a tough competitor as a player, and I tell you what, he's a tough nut off the ground as well. So that's a good appointment, but it is going to be initially tough because when we go to England, they're going to give us the what over there, I can tell you, after the ball tampering accusations. No doubt about that.
Now, the legends and the icons, Lethal and the magician messiah, Malcolm Blight, have said, we want zones to start the game and recommence play, six in each zone. And, of course, the new, wait for it, KG, competition committee will meet next week to look at the rules.
Look, I don't know about this competition committee. And I'm dead set against bloody zones. Leave it alone, for goodness sake. Look, all the changes I've made to the game, and I've got to be honest with you, fellas, I love my AFL footy, but I've got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with what I'm seeing. The style of football, the coaching that's taking place, some coaches out there just want to stop aside, don't really want to win, don't want to get smashed. And I've seen, two good games this year. It was Hawthorn, Geelong, and Collingwood and Richmond. And other than that, I believe, and this is very hard for me to say, but I believe the standard of AFL football is not as good as it should be. We've spread too thin. We've got too many sides. You know, the talent's not there. And they've just stuffed around with the game. Now we've got this committee coming in. Fair dinkum, what will they be doing? Talking of zones, it's not our game.
Now, just to finish with, Ken, tell me what you think Carlton is going to go through their mind when they line up and there on the other side are Gibbs, Betts and Jacobs. Now, just imagine what Carlton would be like if they had those three players.
Well,
they'd be competitive.
Well, the thing is, how did they get away from Carlton, who was struggling at the time? Three class acts got away, and that'll add another interesting facet to tomorrow night's game. I can't wait to get there, stand on the northern mound and see what they do to Betsy, what they do to Sam, Source Jacobs, and to Bryce Gibbs. Look, it'll be add more colour and more interest to the game. Fantastic stuff. Can't wait. Bring it on.
Now, KG, on the box down here, we get an ad called Noel's Cutty Vans. And the man, Neil Curley's been the regular Knuckles for many years, 84, heading to 85. He's handballed off to Malcolm Bly.
One side of the other.
How's Curls travelling?
He's good. He's going very well, Curls. He's sort of in semi-retirement. Unbelievable.
He'll never go into total retirement.
Nah.
Go the Crows. We'll talk to you next week before the big one.
Good on you, boys. Take care.